Good morning, Brussels. I'm Xavier, and you're listening to the Mannequin Daily Briefing for Friday, 20th March 2026, a packed news run powered by today's press review.
Hi there, I'm Lynn. We start under a misty 4 degrees that feels closer to one, but a dry northeasterly will lift us to a sunny 14 this afternoon with gusts below 25 kilometers per hour, and Wattiarin says Saturday stays clear too. Aircel is showing no pollution alerts, so breathe easy while you layer up this morning.
Social support leads the agenda. As anti, Minister Ahmed Lawej, confirmed the Marie Curie Eye Center in Anderlecht keeps its 185 emergency beds until the end of June, while the family shelters in Ever and Scherbeek stay funded all year.
That continuity is paired with 40 semi-autonomous housing units, coaching teams, and even the revived Cover Street Medic Squad, plus a Croix-Rouge and Médecins du Monde triage post, all meant to reach 2,000 people living in 50 squats before hospital ERs overflow again.
Security-wise, the federal government bring soldiers back onto Brussels streets on Monday to guard synagogues and other high-risk sites while the terror alert stays elevated.
Anderlecht is feeling that tension after a second shooting in 24 hours in Kouregim. Residents are demanding something more durable than sporadic saturation patrols as the drug feud drags on.
Heritage lovers scored a win. The Royal Commission for Monuments and Sites calls demolishing the Palais du Midi complete nonsense, defending its 40,000 square meters of civic, sport and education uses, while Visit Brussels opened new spring slots inside freshly restored Art Nouveau and Art Deco gems, and the Royal Greenhouses of Laeken just released their April to May tickets.
Getting around will be tricky, though. The European Council sealed off the Schuman perimeter, rerouted STIB lines 27, 36, 59, 60 and 80, and even removed street furniture. Plus, Greenpeace projected a fake Trump Tower on the Berlaymont overnight to warn leaders against watering down climate rules in renewed EU-US trade talks.
We're also heading into a remembrance weekend. RTBF's Martin Premier is live from Zaventem and Melbeek with survivor testimony ahead of the 10-year mark of the 2016 attacks, and victims told the Brussels Times they still face slow compensation, scarce long-term care, and relentless paperwork.
So, take care of yourself, maybe niet om niet in jitsten in kain, eierschaar of hoofdvees. Maybe follow the Brussels Times cherry blossom and magnolia walks from Laeken Park to Tervuren, or sneak in a pre-bluebell stroll through Hallerbos before the crowds.
Their weekend guide also lines up Kidzik family gigs, gallery night circuits, new photo exhibitions, food pop-ups, and neighborhood walks across all 19 communes. Perfect once today's sunshine warms things up.
That's your Brussels update. Hydrate, enjoy the blue sky, and we'll be back tomorrow with more City Swansea.